Campbell snuffer. Huh, my. What a spendthrift this Charles X was. Well, of course I want you to bid on it for me, Gregor. Start waving your paddle.
Hey.
Oh, Roz, you got my message.
Yeah, said you had good news.
Yeah.
What's up?
More importantly, what's down?
Oh, fine. Wordplay.
No. The ratings are out for KACL's first 6 months of All Salsa Radio.
And they were lousy?
They aspire to lousy.
So I guess they'll be looking for a new format.
Better yet, an old format.
What, you think they're going to bring us back?
That's the scuttlebutt on the street.
Oh, this is great. Are you thrilled?
I'd be shouting it from the rooftops if I weren't saving my instrument.
Oh. Thank you. A non-fat cat. I haven't seen you before. I'm Roz. This is Fraser.
Colette.
Ah, your mother was a fan of the great French novelist and raconteur, Sidonie Gabrielle Colette.
Okay.
We got you. Whoa!
Any more like you at home?
No.
Good, we'll have privacy. Short trip.
Colette.
Hey, you guys see these numbers?
Yes.
Salsa Radio is in El Dumparacha.
See?
KCL's gonna be on their knees begging us to come back to work.
You know that lady from the temp agency who's always saying I have a bad attitude?
Yes.
I can't wait to tell that bean counting fathead where she can put her time sheet. I'm quitting on the way home.
What? Did you say something?
No. Never mind.
You know what? I better cancel my lecture next week. Can't be out of town if I'm gonna be working.
No.
Is everything all right, Colette?
I hate this.
What?
Well, I overhear things. I'm not trying to. It just happens when you're a waitress.
And you overheard something about KACL?
They're not dropping salsa.
What?
How do you know that?
Well, the station owner was in this morning, and he said, it's my station, I like salsa music, and I'm sticking with it. But that could mean anything.
I knew I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up.
This stinks! This is total BS!
Oh, what are you so upset about, Bulldog? You've got a job.
Not anymore. I got canned last Friday for saying something in the air. I was talking with this golfer chick who said she wants to enter the women's open. Like, I'm supposed to leave that alone.
Starting to think we're never going back to work.
No, Ross. They can't stay with a failing format forever. I guarantee you, in 3 months, if the numbers are this bad, they'll have to make a change.
3 months is an eternity. My rent's gone up. The baby stuff cost a fortune. Mm. I stopped buying Alice those little pink headbands they make for little girls whose hair hasn't come in yet. Now when we go out, I just call her Howard.
Well, you know what? If things have gotten that tight, let me lend you some money to tide you over.
Oh, that's very sweet, but I couldn't.
No, please. It's not a hardship for me. I'll be fine for the next 3 months.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I feel comfortable taking money from you.
Try putting your hair in a bun. That used to help Lilith. Now, how much can I give you?
$1,500. I mean, I wouldn't ask for so much.
No, none of my business. You can just pay me back whenever you'd like. This is your money to do with as you see fit. There we are.
Thank you.
Oh, Ross, please don't even mention it. Makes me feel good to share my good fortune with someone. You know what? I just got a call from my antique scout. He's found a gilded candle snuffer that the Seattle Museum would pay a pretty penny for to have in their collection. I hate her. I'm sorry, Nas. I have no idea where it is. I'm not even sure I own one.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Dad, have you seen Fraser's frittata pan?
Hi, Marty Crane. I don't believe we've met.
Dad, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, Eddie's woozy. There's this vicious blue jay on the terrace who keeps teasing him. Then Eddie goes chasing after him and slams into that glass door. And this bird just struts around, big as you please, laughing that snooty bird laugh.
Snooty bird laugh.
Yeah, like that. I want to put stickums on the door so that Eddie remembers his class.
Oh, yes, Dad. By all means, let's add rainbow decals to the nose prints and the bits of fur that already festoon it.
Well, you're kind of grouchy for somebody who just got his job back.
Well, maybe that's because I'm not getting my job back.
Well, what happened? You said it was a sure thing this morning.
But it wasn't. I spoke with Bebe. She confirmed that they're keeping salsa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, don't despair, Dad. There are other jobs. Bebe told me that I'm on the short list for the voice of Chester the Yummy Nut Squirrel.
All right. Don't anyone go out in this weather. I I'm so soaked. My dress is pasted right onto me. It's a good thing I had this coat in the trunk.
Yes, that was lucky. Let me take it for you.
Good. It's all right. I'll keep it on for the moment. Oh. Thanks. Yeah, Dr. Crane? I stopped off at the Trianon Day Spa and picked up your papyrus exfoliant and your neck cream, Paul, at home.
Thank you, Daphne. I wouldn't have sent you out in this weather if it weren't an emergency.
Oh, by the way, I saw Ros down at the spa having herself an all-day beauty treatment.
You know, that's strange.
Why?
Well, Ros has been a little cash poor lately. In fact, I gave her a loan myself this morning. Then she heads down to the Trianon. You know, I've half a mind to have a word with her about it.
Bad idea. If you loaned her that money, it's hers now. It's not yours, and it's none of your business what she does with it.
Yes, well, that's exactly what I told her.
Now,
still,
trust me, more friendships have been ruined because of something like this. Mm-hmm. The smartest thing you can do is never bring it up.
Well, I'm aware of that, Dad. It's just that she must have gone straight from the cafe down to the spa. Don't you think that's odd?
Well, not when you stack it up against a man who uses neck cream.
Before you mock this product, you might recall you went to that spa.
What?
Don't you remember? 2 years ago, for your birthday, I gave you that special gift certificate for you and Sherry to have a day of indulgence. You told me you used it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remind us, Dad, what treatments did you have?
Oh, we did the whole shooting match. First, they rubbed us all over, and then they washed us down with this liniment oil, and then they hit us with those hickory sticks.
For God's sake, you've heard us talk about it enough. You think you'd be able to bluff a little better than that?
You'd be surprised at what I don't listen to. I'm sorry, Niles. I hope you're not mad.
Mad? No, I'm delighted. If you still have the certificate, we can go together.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, please, I need this.
You know, a spa's just not my speed. I just keep picturing myself standing over some drain being hosed down like some old circus animal.
But, Dad, I can't afford this sort of thing for myself anymore. I'd go without you, but the certificate's in your name. Please?
Oh, all right.
Oh, great. I'm going to call and make a reservation before you change your mind.
And what are you smirking at?
Oh, I'm just musing about the timeless moments that bind a father to son. Game of cat. Trip to a little fishing hole. Shared rainforest mud facial. Oh, Niles. Well, today was your spa day.
It is. I'm on my way, and I need it now more than ever. Last night at the Shangri-La, the most scandalous thing happened.
Now is not the best time.
What? Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. I'll have...
a non-fat cappuccino?
Good guess.
No, I've waited on you before.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm very observant. Anyway, I was invited to a housewarming party for a new arrival, Stewie. Mm. Hadn't been there 2 minutes when I heard a pop, looked up to see the 81 Chateau Haute-Brion I brought being decanted into a punch bowl of sangria, canned fruit, and erotic ice cubes. Oh. I haven't been so depressed since Mara started seeing what's his name.
Schenken.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Ross.
Shopping really takes it out of you.
Really? Stocking up on supplies for baby Alice?
Oh, no. It's Mama's turn today. Back in a minute.
Bidwell's? God, isn't that a little pricey?
I'll say it's Maris's favorite store. They give points for every dollar you spend there. 1 year, she got enough to have Tony Bennett come to our house and sing.
You know, at this rate, she's going to go through that loan in no time. I'm just wondering if I should have a talk with her.
No, I understand your impulse, but I'm with Dad on this one. Questioning her about how she's going to spend that money, it's just going to lead to trouble.
I'm not sure I agree. Of course, the entire point may be moot anyway. How do I know there's anything more extravagant in here than calendars and socks?
Don't even think about it. You know as well as I do there is absolutely no justification for going through her bags.
You're right, there isn't. Now there is.
Frasier!
Just shut up and keep a lookout.
What?
God, a cashmere sweater. Bidwell's private label perfume. Here she comes. What? Oh, my keys.
That was the last time I wear the shoes right out of the store. My feet are killing me.
I should go. I want to get down to the spa before Dad. He may bridle when the front desk clerk asks him if he prefers a man or a woman.
Wow. Is that the time? I got to meet Carol for lunch at Lagaloo.
Lagaloo? Ross, before
oh, I
you
know.
go,
if I drop your name, they'll give me better service. I'll call you later.
Hey,
Can I get you anything else?
Yes, a taxi.
I already called.
Oh, damn.
Oh, not to worry, Dr. Crane. I'll have that spot cleaned up in no
time.
Thank
you, Daphne.
Lock up your daughters. The men are back from the hunt.
Oh, well, boys. How was your day at the spa?
Fantastic. You should have seen Dad. I walked by the Serenity Room just as Olga and Sergei were giving him a full body sudsing.
I never felt so clean and so dirty at the same time.
See you later, Dad. Great day.
All right, how bad was it?
Mortifying. First of all, he refused to go nude, even in the private rooms.
Well, Niles, don't forget Daddy's of a different generation.
Wearing socks and underpants and carrying a wallet into a mud bath is not a generational issue. Whoever hear me offer to take Dad to a spa again, wash out my mouth with jug wine. Did you ever get your keys back from Roz?
No, no. Actually, I had to wait the entire day before she found them in her bag. Mm-hmm. She's on her way over here right now, actually. It gives me a chance to talk to her about her spending.
Fraser, why do you insist on traipsing into that minefield?
No, no. I don't want to talk to her about it. I have to. For God's sake, the rate she's spending, she's going to be out of money before we're back to work. Yeah, and frankly, I'm just a little bit annoyed with the way she keeps flaunting it in my face. Expensive lunches. Needless extravagances. Frankly, I think the entire thing's just a bit insensitive, don't you?
Excuse me. Not to interrupt, but 6 months ago, you borrowed $40 from me. We were at the wine shop, remember? You couldn't quite scrape together enough for a bottle of your precious Chateau, Mr. Fussy Pants. So I lent you the money. And have I said a peep about it since? No! I just sit here quietly reusing my tea bags while you trundle off to your private clubs ordering gourmet this and imported that. Are the cigars Cuban? Are the tulips Dutch? Oh, good news. My personal shopper just found a dozen antique pudding plates. Who has 12 people over for pudding? So you gave poor Roz a bit of money. It hasn't changed your life, has it, you sherry-swilling, foie gras-munching hypocrite?
Daphne, I did repay you.
What?
I paid for that parking ticket. $50, as I recall. It means you owe me 10.
Oh, right. Well, I'm glad you said something. It's not good to let these things fester.
Niles, I think I'm having a weird reaction to that spa stuff. My skin's starting to tingle and tighten up.
Oh, that's the citrus reacting with your natural oils. It's a good sign.
Well, it doesn't feel so good. I just scratched my chin and my eyelid closed.
Oh, that'll be Roz. Maybe I'll take my leave before the fur starts to fly.
Oh, no, this is not going to be any fur flying. Unless, of course, you bought one on the way over here.
Hey, hello, Roz.
Roz.
Are you on your way out?
Yes, good night.
Here are your keys.
Oh, thank you, Ross. You know, we had to turn the whole cafe inside out looking for them.
Well, I would have been here a lot sooner, but I stopped to get you something.
Ross, oh, gosh, you know, you really shouldn't have.
No, I wanted to. This is just my way of saying thank you for how great you've been.
No, you see, you really shouldn't have. I mean, for one thing, it's just... Gosh, it is lovely, Ross. It's just that... listen, there's something I really need to talk to you about.
That decanter is not just to say thank you. It's also to say, congratulations, the station manager called me half an hour ago. I made him promise he'd let me tell you. The board is reconsidered. They're changing formats. They're bringing us back.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
We start tomorrow.
Oh. What's going on? Good news, Dad, good news. We got our jobs back at KACL.
Oh, great, congratulations.
Well, I thought we'd at least get a smile out of you.
I thought I was smiling.
Por eso les quiero decir con gran dificultad que adiós, amigos. Adiós. K-A-C-L. Adiós.
This is so great! We're all back together again!
Hey, no! Good to see you. What you been up to?
Well, actually, I never left. What? Yo hablo español. Adiós, María.
Hi, everybody!
Oh!
God.
Isn't this the great. Best? It's so great to see everyone. Bulldog and Noel, Frazier, and you.
God, I didn't think I'd ever see this place again. It's like we're soldiers coming back from the war. I'm home!
Well, you know, as much as I'd like to continue the celebration, in 3 minutes we have a show to do. Come on, Rouse, let's go! Okay.
Oh. Oh, God. No. Oh, I just wanted to say I missed you most of all, Roz.
Oh, well, thanks, Noel. That's so sweet.
Yes, that certainly is sweet, Noel. Off you go.
Me? Nothing much has changed. Still living with my mom. Still working on that Klingon to English dictionary.
Noel, how do you say goodbye in Klingon?
Oh, depends. If you're talking to a superior officer,
Noel.
Then crush, crush.
I'm so thrilled to be back.
Oh, gosh, so am I, Roz. You know what? I couldn't get a wink of sleep last night, but I put the time to good use, though. I composed a little speech to open the show today.
Oh, that's great. You know, as I was falling asleep last night, it occurred to me that you wanted to talk to me about something.
Right. Right. Oh, well, you know, I had a little bone to pick with you, but it's gone by the wayside now.
Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely. Roz, you know how things are when you're out of work. You know, you just get a little crazy about little stuff.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, the money stuff alone.
Well, as a matter of fact.
What?
No. It's just not an issue anymore, Roz.
Now, come on.
Well, all right. It's just that I thought the way you were spending money was a little unwise. You know, spa days, expensive lunches, Bidwell's perfume. I just thought, you know, you were unemployed. But you know what? You're employed now. So there it is. End of subject. I won't even bring it up again.
I never told you I bought that perfume.
Hmm? Well, I you didn't have to. I can smell it on you.
I'm not wearing any.
You're kidding. My goodness, is that you? Well, then you should sweat into bottles. We got a show to do.
The only way you could know that is if you were looking through my shopping bag. The keys.
Roz, you know, we really should be setting up.
I can't believe this. You were searching through my bags? What is this about the loan?
All right, fine. I gave you $1,500 and suddenly you were off on a spending spree.
Excuse me, but weren't you the one that said I could spend it any way I wanted?
Well, I just thought you were going to be a little more responsible than that.
Oh, so now I'm irresponsible.
No, I'm just saying that a woman in your situation...
What situation? Oh, I know what this is all about. My baby.
Roz...
That's what all this irresponsible stuff is.
No, that is not what I meant.
Well, listen, obviously I am not to be trusted with your precious money, so I'm paying you back. And not that it's any of your business, but Carol took me out to Lagaloo, and my mother gave me a day at the spa, and those shoes were a store credit. Oh, and I bought the perfume. Well, that was just for me, because I wanted it.
Roz, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say any of those things.
Too late.
Please, I can't stand to have you mad at me. Look, let me take you to dinner tonight. We can discuss it after work, all right?
You're on.
Thank you.
No, you're on in 5 seconds.
Oh. Good afternoon, Seattle. This is Dr. Frazier Crane. And we're back. But don't worry. I may have been gone a while, but I think I can remember how all these knobs and buttons work. I see they've moved the cough button. Well, anyway, I composed some thoughts last night about what the show has meant to me these last years, and, well, I'd like to share it with you now. I realized I have a lot to feel grateful for. Grateful for my listeners who trusted me with their problems. And grateful for the person whom I most trust. It's not an exaggeration to say I put my career in this woman's hands every day. And she never lets me down. She shoulders many responsibilities here and in her personal life with a grace and skill that I admire more than she'll ever know. I'm proud to call her my friend, my producer, Roz Doyle. Well, now, on to the show. If I'm a bit rusty, I hope you'll forgive me. After all, to err is human. I hope you'll look into your hearts.
All right, Fraser, you're forgiven.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we've got a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with your calls. Back after this.
Thanks, Fraser. Oh. I'm sorry I got so mad.
Oh, gosh, you had every right to. How could I think that you would ever squander the money I gave you that way? You'd never be that irresponsible.
Well, of course I wouldn't. But if it was on your mind, I'm glad you brought it up. I like that we can always be honest with each other.
I like that, too.
And I'm so touched that you stayed up all night last night and wrote all those things about me.
I meant every word.
Hey, Dr. Crane, great speech. Oh. I love what you said about Ross.
Oh, thank you, Noel.
Hey, Bulldog, can you lend me some money?
Sure, how much?
$1,500, I just wrote a bad check.
Hey, wait a minute, there's nothing in here about Ross.
No, put that down.
Like Napoleon's triumphant return from Elba.
Crisscross!
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Mercy.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?